Welcome to the Phoenix Wellness Coaching Series of podcasts with Jeanette Forder, created to help and guide you as a woman to discover yourself through the pivotal moments that matter in your life, helping you to find your purpose, power and voice through all those critical life stages.
Yes, and thanks very much for hitting that subscribe button on another one of our podcasts right here. It is, of course, the Phoenix Wellness Podcast Series. And I'm Glenn Thompson, joined by, of course, the lady in the know, and that's Jeanette Forder. Jeanette, how are you?
Hi there. I'm good. Great to be back here again with you, Glenn.
These podcasts proving very popular, aren't they?
They are. Yeah. I mean, I'm loving the conversations that we're having, but yeah, we're getting really good support out there with people downloading and asking questions about what the next one's going to be. So really quite overwhelmed, to be honest. But
excellent.
There you go.
Excellent stuff. Well, as I say, thanks very much for hitting that subscribe button on your favorite podcast platform. This episode, we're going to be focusing on the menopause. I've got a couple of guests joining us a little bit later on. That's Graham and Val. They're going to be telling us their story of how they've been dealing and coping with the menopause. But of course, a little bit different. Let's explore the impact the menopause has on women then, because, you know, it affects lots of different people in different ways, Jeanette, doesn't it?
It absolutely does. And this is one of the podcasts I've been really keen to get involved in, because for me, the menopause really changed my entire outlook. It kind of, at one point, freaked me out. And in the other point, made me think, what is my life all about? And this is why I'm here working on Phoenix Wellness. It's what's driven me. And I know that it's not always been the easiest, shall I say, of experiences for my poor long-serving husband. And I know for a lot of other people it isn't. Whilst you can talk about the menopause from a woman's perspective, we don't live in isolation. We have partners, we have families, we're part of a bigger social circle. So I really wanted to explore, how does that impact on the family? And also, how can families help the woman to come through that stage?
It's a tough time. Tell us about your experience that you had with your mum and how her menopause, that period of her menopause, affected you and the rest of the family.
Well, I was kind of sitting here smiling at that one, because my recollection of my mum's menopause is completely different to hers, I must say. So when I started going through the menopause, she was very much, oh, you know, I flew through, I had no problems. That's completely different to how I remember it. And I remember, you know, I was at school, an older brother. Granted, we're both teenagers, so probably not the easiest people to be around anyway. But mum was a lot more grumpy. She won't hear this. If she's listening, she'll moan at me. But she was grumpier. She was more short-tempered and quite intolerant with us. And as I say, we probably had a part to play there. But also what I remember is my parents always had a very easygoing relationship, always seemed to be, you know, on the same wavelength, things going well. But during that period, kind of little niggles and annoyances and little arguments started to come into it, which was very much unlike them. And that's my overriding thing. I remember mum talking about a hot flush and saying, oh my God, I can feel it coming up from my chest. It goes up to my head. I feel like I'm going to explode. And see her looking red. But it was the grumpiness that really hit home to me. So again, it kind of impacted all of us at some way or another in the household.
What are the early signs? I mean, it varies from woman to woman, doesn't it? And what age it hits you. I mean, what are the early signs of the menopause generally?
It's really difficult to talk about it generally, because there's about 44 different symptoms and signs that a woman can experience. Some women experience them all, unfortunately. Some don't experience any at all. But it kind of is three stages. So you have perimenopause, menopause, and postmenopause. Two of those, the post and the menopause, really nothing much happens. They're really a date in time. Perimenopause is when everything happens. And that usually is around the 45 age group. So most women will go through the menopause by around about 45 to 55. And the average is something like 51.9 years. Lord knows how they got the 0.9, but it's an average. However, for some women, it can happen much sooner, but it's really quite exceptional. So there's about 1% of women that are younger than the age of 40 that experience something that is called premature menopause. And this is when the ovaries start to function less. So they kick in with reducing the estrogen and progesterone a lot sooner than is actually recognized as menopause. So that's called premature menopause. But equally, another 5% of women will go through what's known as early menopause, and that's below the age of 45. So again, between the age of 40 to 45, you can start to experience menopause, but again, it's seen as quite early and is quite exceptional. The majority, it's around that 45 to 55. And the easiest thing to say is the first signs are going to be irregular periods. It's like going back to being a teenager again. Only in reverse.
Doesn't the body do some crazy things to you?
It certainly does.
It really does.
In all my research around the impacts of progesterone and estrogen, particularly estrogen, I have to say if we were designed by God, whoever he is, and I say he, it was a real design fault. Because estrogen is so essential in our bodies. It's an absolutely essential hormone. And yet we lose it. It doesn't make sense. It's definitely a design fault or a bug in the system.
I know you're keen to get a male perspective on this, and we've got Graham and Val with us very shortly, but you do get a lot of guys coming to you, don't they, asking for your advice and help, and, you know, they see their partner, their other half, their wife, their girlfriend going through this stage, and they don't quite know what to do. What sort of advice do you give them?
This is why I wanted to bring a man into the conversation, and it's really difficult because men want to be fixers. They want to find the solution. And they want to find it quickly. That's like the worst thing you can do for a woman in menopause. You've really got to listen to her much more and really pay attention. Give her that support and encouragement. Try and be patient with her, because as soon as you start losing your temper or getting a bit intolerant, it's going to make the situation worse. Because 9 times out of 10, the woman has absolutely no control over what is happening to her. And that's really difficult. And then if you're trying to fix her, again, it's going to be really difficult. It can be a really hard time for couples and relationships. My own relationship is a pretty strong one, but we've had issues. You know, I'm not usually a person that is really grumpy, but I've had real issues. And again, my advice to men is, listen to the woman, find out as much as you can, and just stand with her, support her, you know, give her a hug. And most importantly, don't push too hard with her. If she doesn't want to do something or she's not feeling happy, don't try and kind of analyze it. Just listen to her and be supportive, really.
Be supportive. And it's fair to say as well, isn't it, just very quickly before we do go to Graham and Val, that menopause can make and break a relationship, can't it, as well?
It absolutely can. I mean, there's so many things. You know, I hear a lot of men talking about the fact that the woman that they married doesn't seem to be the same woman again, and that she's turned completely different. And it can be a real problem. Also, the bedroom can be an issue. Sex during the menopause can be really, really difficult. It's the thing that people don't talk about, but you have to talk about it. The changes in the hormones make a real impact for the woman, not only in loss of sex drive, but it becomes really, really uncomfortable. So you have to work a bit harder. You know, I say to the guys that ask me, you know, start earlier trying to get her in the mood. So wine her and dine her. Remember what it was like when you were teenagers and you were trying. Oh, all right. So when you were teenagers, actually, you wanted it all over and done with really quickly. But you wanted to, you know, do that romantic thing, get that romance back again. And again, be patient. But equally, let's not forget, at this sort of time in life as well, men have similar issues. Their hormones change as well. They don't have a menopause, but they do have changes in hormones. And that, again, can impact the way they're feeling as men. And again, their performance in the bedroom.
I think it's fair to say we get grumpier the older we get as well.
Yeah.
Well, that's what my wife tells me.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's bring Graham and Val into the conversation then. Guys, nice to see you. I can actually see you physically because you're on the FaceTime video link up. So how are you doing?
Very well. Thank you. Thank you very much for the invite to the show.
Okay, great.
Good, thank you.
Great to see you. And you're Kent-based, aren't you?
Yes, we are. Yeah, that's right.
Graham and Val, it's really good to have you here. And before we kind of get into a lot around the conversation around the menopause, it'd be really good if you wouldn't mind just introducing yourselves a little bit so we get a feel for your family life and who you are.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, so Graham and I met in 2006. We didn't get married until 2016. We'd already had our children, so we had our first child in 2007. And then in 2010, I fell pregnant with non-fraternal twins. And then it was sort of after that all my menopause began.
How did that first present itself, Val?
Depression mainly. That was the main symptom to start with, was depression. And I felt that there was something not right, but I wasn't sure what it was.
Anxiety and depression is well known to increase through the menopause because, again, it's the loss of the estrogen. Was there any other signs that you were feeling differently?
Yeah, I did have very stiff joints, quite a bit of insomnia. And obviously I was feeling more and more sensitive to absolutely everything around me and anything that anybody was doing around me.
Graham, did you notice that? How did that feel for you?
I suppose, like you pointed out at the beginning of the podcast, that it's very hard to pinpoint. And I think for people that are already going through it, it's a bit of a position where they understand that they're in the middle of something. For us, because it was so early and so new, it presented a bit of a different challenge in the fact that we didn't know and certainly hadn't anticipated that that might be the issue. So Val's initial depression, we were looking for answers, as you quite rightly said, you know, as a husband and a man, I put on my fixer hat and I want to eradicate whatever problem is making my wife unhappy or tearful or generally more irritated and short-tempered, I suppose is the way to put it. So yeah, that was the initial thing, to deal with it and to try and fix it on the immediacy and not really understand what we were going through.
Yeah, and because Val, I think you were quite young, weren't you? You're one of the 1% with the premature menopause.
Yes,
I
was around sort of 35 to 36, probably 35, but 36 was the real time that I really knew that there was definitely something not right, but obviously had no idea what it was.
Really, just very quickly, Val, the menopause hit you quite early, didn't it?
Yeah, very early. I was obviously, once I realised what was going on, very thankful that I'd had the children when I did. We didn't want any more than the three children, but equally the fact that the choice had been taken away from me was a lot to deal with as well.
Yeah, I completely get that, Val. I mean, my husband and I, we decided early on we weren't going to have children. But interestingly, as I hit menopause, suddenly the fact that I could no longer have children. So even if I wanted to, that choice had been taken away. That was really
exactly.
Psychologically quite tough to take.
Yes, very. It took me a long time to get over that.
And what did you do? How much support did you get from your GP and people like that when you were going through all of this?
Initially, none. I went to see a doctor saying that I was feeling really down. I had a contraceptive implant and I actually went in to say, you know, this really isn't working for me. It must be that that's reacting to me because I don't feel right. So it's got to be that. I couldn't think of anything else. And he pretty much shunned me off and said, no, that it couldn't possibly be that. If anything, the implant would make you feel better because it replaces hormone. So I went away again. And I think if I remember rightly, he offered me antidepressants, which I didn't take. So I think I went away for a while, came back again and was absolutely adamant that there was definitely something not right in that sort of area, whether it be the implant or whatever. And I think just to keep me quiet, he said, okay, we'll go and have a blood test then and come back and see one of the female nurses. So, you know, initially no support at all.
Jeanette, I mean, is there generally enough support out there or not enough support out there for people going through this, do you think, generally? I mean, you've got the GP, as Val just said there. You've got your partner's support, but other support groups, are they available?
They are. I mean, big kudos to the NHS, especially at the moment with everything they've been working through. But the knowledge about the menopause and the support for GPs to help women with the menopause is quite lacking. And that's a well-known fact. So there's a lot of work in the background going on to support that. But again, they don't automatically think it's menopause or even test for it. But actually, there are other support groups around. Thankfully, with social media, it's made it much easier to connect with them. So I found a brilliant one on Facebook, which was Menopause Matters. And it was just so nice to be talking to women that were going through the same thing as me. Sometimes it was difficult because it could be quite a negative conversation. And I get that because the symptoms make you feel quite negative and you kind of almost feel ill. But for me, this is why I do what I do now. I wanted to change that conversation. And there are many more groups out there. For instance, there's the executive midlife coach. She's fantastic. And she has like a monthly membership. And it's a very positive conversation. But again, you don't find those unless you really search. And the same with employers. There's a small number that are doing a huge amount of work. but others that are completely in the dark.
When we have guests come on these podcasts, we like you to be as open as possible. And Graham and Val, how do you feel the menopause has shaped your relationship? Has it made it better? Did you go through tough times? Did you go through throwing things through window times? I mean, how generally, Graham, first of all, to you, how has it shaped your relationship?
I think every part of every shaping of a relationship can have positive and negative effects. We certainly went through our own traumatic times. We had difficulties understanding and communicating, especially in the early days where it wasn't fully diagnosed and we didn't know what we were dealing with. We didn't have any of the other precursors that Jeanette talked about any difficulties in sex life or anything like that. So it was even harder to sort of understand. We were very limited on what we could presume it could be. I think like most things, when you're in a loving relationship and you care for one another, regardless of whether you put your fix-it hat on or not, your levels of perseverance and determination are increased because whatever happens, you want to see the best for the person that you're with. So for us, it had a negative impact at the start, but in the end, it's made us a stronger and more amenable couple to each other, to take into our own considerations each other's feelings, needs and wants.
I can see both of you on the screen here. Val, there's no disagreement there. You're not shaking your head in disagreement at all.
None at all.
You agree with everything he says, yeah?
Yeah. As Graham said, it was probably very difficult having a wife that was depressed, and he wanted to figure out why, because probably in his head he was thinking, well, you know, life's great. We've got a lovely home. We've got lovely children. What on earth is there you could possibly be depressed over, and how could you feel this bad? And obviously, neither of us knew the answers to that. So that was quite some challenge until we had a diagnosis.
That really resonates with me, Val, because I know I had a really bad bout of anxiety and depression, probably about when I was about age 47. And at the time, I thought it was workplace stress, and I'm usually a very happy-go-lucky person. So it came as a massive blow. And looking back, I'm pretty much convinced now at the age I was, it was the start, the onset of menopause. But at that point, nobody diagnosed it as that. But it really did knock me for six. And it was very difficult for my husband, for Andrew, to actually see me going through that and not know what to do. It's pretty tough.
Yeah, definitely.
It really does. You've mentioned this so many times, and it's so apparent for anybody that understands our natural roles. For a man to watch his wife in pieces and he can't get out of his toolbox, he can't buy the bunch of flowers, he can't cook the dinner to alleviate that feeling that his wife's going through, it's more than frustrating. It's debilitating in some way because it makes you feel less of a husband.
Doesn't matter how many bunches of flowers you write, you get, or how many lovely meals you prepare, it doesn't seem to make a huge amount of difference, does it, at times?
No, you're right. And I think we're probably inbuilt through, I know certainly through my mum's upbringing of me to be a gentleman and to be attentive and to pay attention to my other half's needs. And like you say, when you are making those efforts, it adds to the frustration. It exacerbates the problem in a way that you probably, again, can't comprehend, because you feel like you're making more of an effort. And why is that more of an effort not having the desired effect?
During that time, communication is so, so important. And obviously, it's really difficult when one of you doesn't know what's happening to them, knows that there's something going wrong, and the other one equally doesn't know. Communication really comes to the fore. How did you get through that? How did you manage to communicate and work through that situation?
For us, it was more the diagnosis and the pointing in the right direction. When we got the results of the blood test, it was sort of a relief, although it was, you were presented with a natural obstacle that we all females have to overcome. From a relationship point of view, it gave us some solace in the fact that we knew that we had an answer, and it wasn't us, it wasn't a failing relationship, it wasn't that we couldn't or didn't care or love each other.
It wasn't that you weren't good enough. Good enough job.
Yeah, it gave us some direction, and it closed things into a bit more of a narrow perspective where we could work together in a more focused way simultaneously from different angles to get to an achievable goal, which was, again, to persevere and to see it out and to be supportive.
And, you know, to get the right medication, that's important as well, to get the correct medication to turn me back to me.
Graham, I mean, it's important. You're very open. I can see and hear from both of you, you're very sort of open with each other. What advice would you have to other guys whose partners, their wives, their girlfriends are going through this at the moment? What advice would you have for them? Would it be to communicate, as Jeanette suggested?
Communication is absolutely a vital key, but it has to work both ways. And maybe something that I found initially when Val was going through the early menopause, her ability to be rational about situations impeded our ability to share that communication. But yeah, my immediate answer is communication, perseverance, support, and most of all, two primary things of listening and understanding.
I'm sitting here nodding when you were saying that. That whole thing of, you know, being able to communicate is so important, but the listening is the other thing. Just listen to the person, actively listen and pay attention. You know, don't try and tell them they're crazy or whatever.
I got it wrong on many occasions. I don't want it to sound as if it was some perfect happy run of early menopause that we dealt with in a fairy tale fashion. And we made many mistakes, and I made many mistakes of trying to be supportive and probably being too forceful to make that support happen and demanding to know answers when really and truly they weren't going to come until they were ready.
And Val, is it something you wanted to talk about, to discuss with Graham quite openly? Or did you get days where you thought, I just don't want to be here, I can't do this? How did you feel?
We've always been very open with each other and been able to talk about anything. Well, sometimes I can't, but Graham, you know, encourages me to talk. Obviously, when I was very depressed, it was hard to talk. But yeah, we did get to a point where we could really talk about it and be open. And that addressing the issue that, again, going back to you can't have any more children, going back to that and being able to say, that's really hurting me. I don't want any more children. But the fact that that choice has been taken away from me, that was very hard to talk about. But yeah, we managed to have lengthy discussions about pretty much everything, didn't we?
Yeah, very much so.
Really good to hear.
Great to hear from you. And thank you so much for taking part in today's podcast, Graham and Val. Great story. And, you know, I can see you love each other very, very much, which is lovely.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
I just wanted to say thanks to both Graham and Val. I think so courageous, actually, to share your story, because so many people don't want to talk about the menopause. And I know I've been like that. Didn't want to face up to it because it meant I was getting old and didn't want to be there. But actually talking about it and how you got through it and what sounds like it's actually strengthened your relationship. It's just fantastic. And it's been a real joy to be able to have you here on the podcast talking about the menopause. So I do thank you for that. Thank you.
Lovely stuff. Thank you, Graham and Val, for joining us. They're based in Kent, and a great conversation with them. Jeanette, very quickly before we wrap up today's podcast, how important is it to recognise maybe the problems, the issues surrounding menopause before a woman actually reaches that stage in her life? Not only for the woman, but for the guys as well.
I am a great believer from my own experience that the more knowledge we have as women and with our partners, the easier it's going to be to navigate our way through it. I didn't look for that knowledge. I joke that I felt like Little Red Riding Hood running through the woods, and the big bad wolf was the menopause. And, you know, it's not just what big teeth you have, it actually bit me. So it really hit me as quite a surprise. Even though we know it's coming, we don't do that research. So many women will put their heads in the sand and think, oh, it's a natural thing. It's not going to be a problem. For a lot, it is difficult. It can be 8 to 10 years going through all of those symptoms. So for me, my kind of mission is to get out there to talk about it and to get women the knowledge they need, because then you can have a better conversation with your partner. You can help them. They'll know what to do. And also you can have a much more informed conversation with your GP around the HRT and everything else that is on offer to support you. Knowledge is definitely power.
You do, obviously, your line of business is life coaching, wellness coaching with women as well as guys. But when women come to you, Jeanette, how much of a blocking factor is the menopause for the woman to push ahead with her career, for example?
It can be a huge blocker. The majority of the ladies that I work with are in that kind of 40 to 50 age bracket, and they're all coming to me with problems with anxiety, loss of confidence, actually not understanding where their confidence has gone, a lot feeling completely lost and not knowing where to turn, suddenly feeling that their careers aren't actually what they want to do. And when you talk with them, none of them make that link with menopause until I start asking the questions, because the menopause does this. It is a massive gateway, and you can either push through that gateway and have the second half of your life the best ever, or you can be really stuck. And there's so many women that get stuck at that point. And so, you know, being able to talk it through with someone like myself who's been through it and, you know, still going through it, but able to dig through and work out what's causing them to feel so blocked is just really liberating for them.
All right. Well, it's been fascinating. A great conversation with our guests today. Once again, thanks very much to Graham and Val for joining us on the Phoenix Wellness Podcast. Lots more to come in the series. Just give us a little teaser of some of the other episodes then, Jeanette.
Yeah, lots more to come. And I remember when I was first working through the storylines and what I wanted to do with this. So it's great that we're kind of getting through there. So I've got another fantastic lady joining us in the next week or two, who is a spiritual business coach, which is really interesting. So again, when women hit menopause or when something happens in their lives, and for this lady, it was a bereavement of someone really close to her, suddenly they can start to look for something else. And there is a huge uptake of women looking for something more spiritual, looking to find something else, whether that is religion or universe, laws of attraction. There's a real uptake in women looking at that. So again, I'm going to bring that lady in, and I'm going to bring in another guy, because again, women's life choices aren't made in isolation. So I'm going to bring in, strangely enough, another Graham. Not the same one we had tonight, but another Graham. I must like the name. He's been through a couple of marriages, children of that whole, not the nuclear family, but a blended family, and talking about those sorts of decisions when his partner wanted to return to work, what their choices were. So seeing it from the man's perspective. And I just think that's really interesting to bring that story in. So lots of different plans ahead.
Lovely stuff. Looking forward to that and to being with you again, Jeanette, on another one of our Phoenix Wellness podcasts. Thank you so much. Contact details for Jeanette coming up in just a moment. But whatever you do, don't forget to hit that subscribe button on your favourite podcast platform. Of course, that way you'll know when a new episode becomes available, and you'll be able to download and listen to the podcast series, whatever you're doing, whether you're out jogging, whether you're cleaning, what the vacuum cleaner going, whether you're in the car, whether you're on the train, wherever you listen to your favourite podcasts. It'll be available to listen to. Jeanette, lovely to talk to you. Until next time, take care. From me, Glenn Thompson, look after yourself. Bye-bye. Thank you for listening to this podcast from Jeanette Forder of Phoenix Wellness Coaching. Please listen for other episodes in this series designed to help you as a woman through the critical moments in your life. And for more information, please go to phoenixwellness.co.uk.